Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome you to Zonia's Garden of Gethsemane Spiritual Assembly. I want to encourage you to take control of your life, to love yourself enough to say no to whatever may be harmful to you. Sickness affects the mass majority. Healing should come naturally. Holistic should be preferred when you are affected with something that's ailing you. There's supplements, natural supplements, that will not bring upon you negative side effects such as the chemically induced medicine to you, and they are warning on the label that tells you how those chemically induced medications are likely to affect you adversely. Another thing I want to ask is, are you getting enough vitamins? Because your body needs to have adequate supply of vitamins in order to fully function. And the food that we eat, I always say your food should be your medicine. So is the food that you're eating, is it sufficient? There are nutrients that you need, the daily nutrients. I'm going to share some of the recent recalls here on the food from the Food and Drug Administration. One I have here is, Okay, we'll go, this right here is Mondelez Global, LLC, conducts nationwide voluntary recall on Oreo sold in the U.S. Due to milk allergy not listed in the ingredient line. It tells us that, let's see what it says here. Let me click on here, and I'm going to share this with you. It says that, the announcement is quoted that Mondelez Global announced today, which would have been 4 days ago, this stated, a voluntary recall in the United States, including the U.S. territories of Puerto Rico, St. Cruz, and St. Thomas. Oreo fudge cream product, original and mint variety, due to milk allergen not being declared in the ingredient list. Mondelez Global LLC is taking this action out of an abundance of caution. Consumers may be informed about the potential presence of milk by an allergen advisory statement already included on the label, manufactured on equipment that processes milk. People who have an allergy or severe sensitivity to milk run the risk of serious of life-threatening allergic reaction if they consume this product. One fudge cream's original variety, Oreo fudge cream's mint variety. Another recall that I took notice of here that I'm will share with you. It tells us that, as I pull it up, it says two major issues. A product recall, an allergy alert for chocolate chunk cookies, mini chocolate chunk cookies, and chocolate granola due to undeclared milk. Tells us that, Back to Nature Foods and LLC is voluntarily recalling four products because these products contain chocolate purchased from a third-party supplier found to contain undeclared milk that is not listed as an ingredient on the label. Persons who have an allergic or has an allergy or severe sensitivity to milk run the risk of a serious or life-threatening allergic reaction if they consume this product. The affected cookie and granola products are distributed to retail stores nationwide. No other products or best by date are effective. Can be found on the bottom of the granola packaging, the top of the chocolate chunk 9.5 ounces carton, and on the back of the mini chocolate chunk tray or individual package. Consumers who have purchased the backs of Back to Nature chocolate chunk cookies, mini chocolate chunk cookies, chocolate delight granola, or dark chocolate granola with the UPC numbers and dates noted and have an allergy to milk that they have or are urged to return the product to the place of purchase for product replacement or refund. We have to be very, very careful, and it's always good to follow up on these notifications, especially here if you have an allergic reaction to milk. Okay, as I scroll down here, I see about Back to Nature Foods. Tells us the headquarters is in Naples, Florida. Back to Nature Foods is the leading producer of cookies, crackers, canola, cereal in the United States. Dr. Nature Food Company, LLC, is a manufacturer of all natural and organic cookies, crackers, canolas, nuts, trail mixes, and juices. Dr. Nature has made nutritious foods with simple ingredients for 53 years. Okay, so that is very good because I always, when I shop, I'm looking for something that's natural. I want to feel confident that I'm purchasing something that's going to be good for me rather than to harmful for me. And I do buy granola bars. As far as milk, I have begun to make my own milk because I'm getting away from the dairy product. And I use, it's very simple. You can use almond nuts, or you can make walnut milk with the walnuts, or the soybean. These are the three that I have been using and creating here recently. The soybean milk. Chance you don't favor the flavor of the soybean milk, feel free. You can add additives like you want it to be sweet or a better flavor, better taste, add honey to it, or raw sugar, not the processed granulated sugar. It should be brown. If it's pure white, you know that it's been stripped of nutrients, and you don't want that. Sugar is just like it's cancerous. It's like poison. So you have to be careful if you're going to sweeten it with sugar. Make sure that it is the natural raw sugar. And even if you want to add some fruit flavor, strawberries in it, blend some strawberries, and you have strawberry flavored milk. That, or you can buy the natural from the health food store, the vanilla beans. And so you can create your own, you know, flavor, whatever flavor that you desire. But the main point is, the key point here is that you're getting something that's good for you and it's not going to be harmful and destroy your body and, you know, affect your health adversely. So that's the main point there. And you know what you are putting in you if you are creating it and making it yourself. Avoid the additives, chemical additives. Our body is not supposed to. Our body cannot properly digest much, and we're not made or created to ingest, you know, anything that's man-made. So I focus on what the Most High has created for us to give us life and to give us, you know, health, long life, health, and abundance. One of the things here I'm going to talk about is the art of eating. To eat is a necessity, but to eat intelligently is an art. If not more important, just as important as what we eat and how and when we eat for healthy eating. It's been said that you must choose your drink and drink your food. The benefit derived from food does not depend so much on the quantity eaten as on its thorough digestion. Moreover, the gratification of taste does not depend on the amount of food swallowed as on the length of time it remains in the mouth. Digestion starts in the mouth. So chewing allows digestive enzymes and saliva to thoroughly mix with food, and a central first step for optimal digestion. Those who wish to avoid indigestion or bloating, and who realize their obligation to keep all their power in a condition which will enable them to render the best service to Yahweh, will be well to remember not to bulk down food, rather eat less and chew slowly when time is limited. When excited, anxious, or in a hurry, it is better not to eat until we get rest or relief, because the vital powers already taxed cannot supply the necessary digestion. Chewing gum is best avoided if it overworks the salivary glands and confuses the digestive system. It is the custom to take a small breakfast and a large dinner, but this is not the best way to treat the stomach. The breakfast time, the stomach is in a better condition to take care of more food than at the second or third meal of the day. It would be better for breakfast to correspond more nearly to the heartiest meal of the day. And eat at regular times. Ecclesiastes 3:1 tells us that to everything there is a season and a time, to every purpose under the heaven. Having meals at the same time every day regulates and controls the internal signals of appetite, hunger, and satiety. Health is greatly injured by overeating and by eating at improper times. The brain's food supply decreases. Mental clarity is lost and self-control weakens. Feed me with food convenient for me, lest I be full and deny thee. Proverbs 30 chapter, verse 8 and 9. In one research, test subjects were given regular meals for 2 weeks, and then their regular meals for 2 weeks. Some of the advantages found, they ate at regular mealtimes versus irregular mealtimes, a lower energy intake for the day, more calories burned following their meals, thermogenesis, genesis, lower total and LDI cholesterol levels, LDL cholesterol levels, lower cholesterol levels, fewer peak insulin levels, and lower overall insulin in response. If we would form habits of regularity and order, we would improve in health, in mental attitude, in memory, and in disposition. It is our duty to observe strict rules in all our habits of life. This is for our own good, both and mentally. A second meal should never be eaten until the stomach has had time to recover from the labor of digesting the preceding meal. At least 5 or 6 hours should intervene between the meals, and most persons who give the plan a trial will find that 2 meals a day are better than 3. 1 Kings 17:6 tells us, and the raven brought him, Elijah, bread and flesh in the morning and bread in the evening. That's 2 meals, that's morning and evening. The practice of eating but 2 meals a day is generally found to be a benefit to health. Those who are changing they're changing from 3 meals a day to 2. Will it first be troubled more or less with faintness, especially about the time they have been in the habit of eating their third meal, but if they persevere for a short time, this faintness will disappear. Yet, under some circumstances, some person may require a third meal. If taken, this should be very light and of food most regularly digested. Meal times, according to Ecclesiastes 10 and 17, blessed are thou, O land, when thy king is the son of nobles, and thy princes eat in due season for strength and not for drunkenness. So I'm going to share a clip with you. I'm going to play a clip, and I'm going to come back, and we're going to talk about something else that I want to share with you. So right now, let's go to the board and say a little thing if it's going to come up. So I, well, anyway, it seems to be denying me at this time. What I'm going to do is just go on to proceed on to what it is that I was about to share with you. Okay, I'm a member of Move On, and one of the posts that I see here on my page, it says, let's see, every time he talks, you know who they're talking about, when it's every time he talks. Every time he talks about the African-American community, it's in front of a white audience, a majority of the time, and he is doing character assassination. That was written by Therese Jean Pierre. She's a member of the Move On organization. Now, and we need to be mindful, you know, do the research and look at his background, and we understand that should a president, you have to know what to, or have some idea of what you can expect. Now, there has been posts, the information is available, is widely available for anyone that has an interest. Because he has been brought up in a family of that imposed the values, their own values in him, which so happened to be Ku Klux Klan, he has it in him to continue to enforce those principles and values because it is who he is and it is what he is about. So we don't want, we Move On members, we're united against hate. We're against hate. I had a conversation with a gentleman as I was out canvassing on Saturday. We went up to Pennsylvania. And one guy, he said to me, he said, I really feel like I don't know if I want to vote at all because I don't like either one of them. I said, well, I can truly understand that, and you're not alone in feeling that way. A lot of people share the same feelings that you have concerning the election. I told him, but there's one thing that you need to keep in mind is that it's not about me, it's not about you. But what we do now is going to affect the entire society, as well as those that are to the generations that will follow us. And so we have to decide which one, which way we are going to stand. Now, I can understand that even a lot of people feel the same way, as I quoted, they feel the same way. But you need to look at it this way. Which one is going to be most likely? Because you do have other options. You have the green, you have the independent, you know, but who is going to be most likely to win the presidency? So when you take that into consideration, then you focus on, you make a point to move forward in that direction and to do what is necessary to make sure that you've done all that you can do within your ability to secure that you're going to have the best, you're going to make the best decision that's going to be in favor for the entire society as a whole, your generations that will precede you. So that's what we have to bear in mind. And I'm a Democratic all day, every day. And so when once I pointed it out to him like that, that the decision, I said to him, I said, if you don't vote, I said, it's just the same as getting over to what you do not want. They have more power because you are declining to voice your opinion, to let your inspiration be known. So now they have more ability. So even if you say you're not voting, you are actually voting, because if you don't, then someone else will, and it may not be in your favor. So I'd rather know that I've tried my very best, and whichever way it comes up, if you don't vote, then you don't have a say-so. You have no right to say anything. But once we vote for a candidate, then we have to hold that candidate accountable for what it is that we want. And the candidate that we vote for should share our same values. And press try again to see if I can get my site up where I was attempting to play a little clip. I don't know if it's going to play, but bear with me. Again, for those that just may be listening in or tuning in, I am Sister Rizonia of the Blog Talk Radio. Sister Rizonia, Garden of Gethsemane, Blog Talk Radio. And on this clip right here that I'm sure that I have on this device that I'm using, it's not allowing me to pull up my audio clip. There seems to be a problem with this, and I don't understand why it is. Anyway, I don't have the other device with me that I could from time to time revert to. So I'm going to see what happens here.
Scholars and scientists now concede that Africa is the birthplace of mankind. Africans were the first builders of civilization. They discovered mathematics, invented writing, developed sciences, engineering, medicine, religion, fine arts, and built the Great Pyramids, an architectural achievement which still baffles modern science.
The 225th emperor, direct descent from Solomon and the Queen of Sheba.
Educate yourself of Africa to liberate yourself, Africa. Keep your heads up high, no more will we cry. Yes. Our history that they stole, Africa, is written in our souls, Africa. Oldest nation on this earth, know just what you were. Well, ships that sail to distant places robbed us of our rights and worth. History says that you've betrayed us, talking of the God you serve. Hear the rumbling in the sky, hear that awful father's cry. And today we're still in chains.
Motherland represents. center. I'm on trial with the man, she my co-defendant, and I demand her attention. Can you focus, woman? I'm getting closer to the sky every time I hit it. Haile Selassie, power of the Trinity, soul made in Niger, my vice made in Italy. White man's world that I'm living in, some say, but it was Africa, the continent we all came from. Can't nothing come between me and you. So before I have seeds, gotta understand my roots, gotta understand the truth. We is all kings round here. Life's not all fair. Work till we fall dead. All going hard till I earn like a poor bird. Although my body's in the U.S., my heart's there. I can never be ashamed of her. I got my features and my name from her. Mama Africa.
The richest place on earth. Know just what you're worth. Africa, the science and the arts of Africa.